And then the last is another word that I made up, hungerable. Hungerable. You're able to initiate a new and fresh hunger in order to grow. Hungerable. Because each of us are going to lose appetite after a while. Things aren't as fresh, as effervescent as it used to be. Because sometimes we just want everything new. Something new. But if you're hungerable, you re-incite hunger. And I have an appetite for the things of God.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Have you ever stopped to think that hunger can be a good thing? Most of us don't really like being hungry. We just want to eat and be filled up. Well, today Pastor Wayne will show us that hunger plays a vital role in our growth, both physically and spiritually. Here he is with the conclusion of a message entitled, God's Favor Through Hunger.
So you say, well, how do we regain this sustaining kind of character and heart so that the hand of God, the favor of God would be on us, our families, our lives, our church? How do we do that? Well, let me remind you again what Isaiah said. He said, in the case of the prophecy of Isaiah being fulfilled, which says, you shall keep on listening, but you shall not understand. You'll keep on looking, but you'll not perceive. For the heart, the what? The heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they've closed their eyes. So the question would be, how do we restore this, as the angel said to the church of Ephesus, you've lost your first love. I'm going to give you the four lost words of Isaiah. And these words are basically what Isaiah is saying to the people you lost. So it's really to restore the four lost words of Isaiah. But I have to admit to you, I couldn't find certain words, so I made two of them up. So you will not find them in Webster's, but you will find them in Cordero's. And so here is the first word that we must restore, which I would call the lost words of Isaiah, that we need to restore, a lost hunger that caused the people there to miss the Messiah. You lost these things. Well, what do we restore? Number one, would you write down, we have to restore the ability to be amazable. I told you I had to make them up. Amazable. A lot of us, we're no longer amazed at the things of God. Our sunrise or our sunset has become familiar. And familiarity is a culprit. But we need to restore our hearts to hearts that are easily amazed by God. Otherwise, we'll say like, oh, that Christmas service was great. How are they going to top that next year? It's like, I got to have something bigger, better, brighter to be amazed at. It's like, no, there's things that are amazing. I wonder how much we've missed of God because we haven't been amazable. The Bible talks about a sated man loathes honey, but to a famished man, any bitter thing is sweet. The word sated means satisfied, full. You know, I love, but I hate Mexican restaurants. I'll tell you why. Because when I sit down, they give me chips and salsa. And because I love chips and salsa, and I'm stinking hungry, and they're cooking my stuff, I eat all the chips and salsa. And then I ask for a second bowl, and they bring me a second bowl. And then I ask for guacamole, and they give me guacamole. And then more salsa. And this last week, I ate three bowls of chips and salsa. So when my meal came, I was full. How many of you know exactly what I'm... Don't lie. Come on. Yeah. You're just like me. And so we do that and we think, oh, man, why did they do that? Well, you see, if you're hungry, anything is good. But when you're full, even that which is good is not that good. Isn't that right? If you think about it, only the desperate people think that something that's sort of incomplete, like an incomplete move of God, is still beautiful. Starving people, even a crust of bread is a meal. See, a lot of people want a move of God, but they don't want any messes. They want everything perfect. They want it to be done their way, like I like it, like I like to see it, like I like to hear it. And that, no wonder you miss the move of God. You're not hungry enough. You're already sated. And if you're already full, isn't that true with your kids? You say to your kids, hey, mom's making a nice dinner. Don't be eating junk. You're going to ruin your appetite. You're going to ruin your dinner. And yet they eat junk. So by the time dinner comes, it's like, shut up and eat it. I spent all afternoon making this thing. But we do that with God. We start eating the junk of the world, the cardboard of the world. We get involved so that when God comes around to God, it's like, oh, we have to go to this church again. We have to sing that song again. It's like you're full of the world. We need to make sure that we protect an appetite for the things of God. That's called our first love. I want to show you two videos, and you've probably already seen them, but this first one is about a guy. You know, in Hawaii, we see rainbows all the time. And after a while, it becomes familiar. It's like, oh, another rainbow. And they're like brilliant rainbows in Hawaii. And we see them like, ah. But there's a little clip. And I'm just going to show you about 50 seconds of it. But just look at the response of this guy to a rainbow. That's not that nice. But take a look how amazable he is. Would you run that?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, woo, oh my, wow, woo, yeah, oh my God, look at that, it's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Oh my God, it's full on, double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh my God.
Don't you love that? I thought we as Christians have to be like that. It's like, God, you're doing such good things in our midst. Lord, make me amazable at the things of God. I've lost that. Lord, help us. And it's like the Lord says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled. For those outside will get it in parables, but for you, ones that are hungry, I'm going to divulge the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. For you, it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, God, it's our hearts, isn't it? It's not our smarts. It's our hearts. Let's ask God to restore one of these things to us. And the word is amazability. Lord, make us amazable. And the second is coachable. Be easily coachable, correctable, adaptable. See, sometimes when we get corrected or coached, we kind of shrink back a little bit. We defend ourselves. And there's outside correction. Can I say this to you? One of the things we try to do around here is we build a culture of debriefing. Sometimes you'll see me lean over to Lori or to whoever's up front, and I'll say, make this note. Let's change that. Let's adjust that. Let's move this video over there. Let's cut this video. Let's do this. And we're debriefing. And then when you'll see us in a little huddle after the service sometimes with students, hey, let's make some changes here. And I'm encouraging everybody to keep your fingers off the table when we are hammering stuff out. Because it's not about you. It's just what's best for the people we're serving. Because we don't do a service for us. We serve the people whom God is bringing. And so let's see if we can do it right. And we'll refine and optimize. So we build a culture of debriefing where it's like, yeah, we do this all the time. We got to correct that, change that. Sometimes we'll say to a singer, let's hold on that song for another week. And we don't hear him going, what? I practiced all week for that. Like, no, we're going to move it to another week. And so then we work with them on their correctability or their coachability. Listen carefully. When you're able to receive external coaching, there is a huge breakthrough that happens in your heart so that you can move into internal correction or self-correcting. You will not be able to have a self-correcting character if you don't allow there to be external correction without being defensive. So I watch our students, if they're defensive with external correction, I know that they'll never be able to self-correct. They'll always wrestle and struggle with that. So this coachability is so important because God's going to correct. God's going to debrief. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness in order that the man or the woman of God be adequate and equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So if you look at the word of God as is profitable for teaching, listen to this, for reproof, ever gotten reproofed? Correction, ever gotten corrected? And training in righteousness. Three of the four things that the word of God does is correcting. And once you have the word of God in you, you can self-correct. Coachability. And the next one is affable. Affable. What's affable? Affable is gracious, good-humored, able to laugh easily and overlook mistakes. To know what hills to die on and what hills not to die on. Not that big of a deal. Well, did you see what he wore today? Who cares? Well, do you hear what that person said? Who cares? Yeah, leave it. Don't die on that. Well, did you hear that flat note that singer sang? Who cares? At least they're up there. You ain't. They got enough guts to go up. Some people say, you know, Peter, when he walked on that water, he sank. Yeah, at least he tried walking on water. You haven't. And so we have to be affable. It's like, no big deal. It's cool. Be affable. You're going to hear a few flat notes. You're going to see a video with no, you know, sound. There's going to be stuff because students are running stuff. They're still learning. It's like, not that big of a deal. Let me tell you something that really stunned me and opened my eyes. I was studying Hawaiian culture and because I just enjoy learning stuff. And I interviewed this old Hawaiian man, long white hair, long beard. And you could tell he's like full Hawaiian. And he told a little joke. It was kind of funny. Not that funny, but it was, you know. And so I laughed. And I thought that was so cool for an old man like him to tell a good joke. And so I laughed and laughed. And we got quiet. And he looked at me and he said, I can trust you. You know that? I said, what? I said, you hardly know me. He said, no, I can trust you. I said, what makes you think that? He said, because you laugh with me. You see, in the Hawaiian culture, if you can laugh with somebody, you're trustworthy. But if you say something that's somewhat funny and they don't laugh, don't trust them. And I thought, really? And see, a part of the culture, and this is in different cultures, if you're affable and you're open, because when you laugh with somebody, you're opening your heart. You're saying, that was funny. That touched a funny bone in me. You've allowed them in, and you can laugh. But if you're like this, oh, that was stupid. It's like, don't trust them. See, thank you. I trust you now. I trust you. But isn't that interesting? Be affable. Be a people here at New Hope that we can say, no, don't die on that hill. That ain't that big of a deal. Yeah. Well, I think, yeah. Yeah, maybe we can help. Maybe we can encourage. Maybe we can see if that might come to pass, but be patient. But there's a lot bigger fish to fry right now, don't you think? And so be affable. But the Pharisees weren't, see? They were always like this, looking for something critical so they can complain about Jesus. And then the last is another word that I made up, hungerable. Hungerable. You're able to initiate a new and fresh hunger in order to grow. Hungerable. Because each of us are going to lose appetite after a while. Things aren't as fresh as effervescent, as buoyant as it used to be. And newness is going to turn into commitment. Because sometimes we just want everything new, something new. Well, you're in trouble already. That's a downward slope. But if you're hungerable, you re-incite hunger. And I have an appetite for the things of God. It's a new song. Well, it's the same song. We've sang that song 15 times. Yeah, but you can sing it with a new heart. Did you hear that lyric right there? What lyric? Yeah, because you haven't been listening. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, be hungerable. That you don't require other people to stir you up. And did you know that when you are hungerable and affable and coachable, when you're amazable, it's contagious. I love to be around people that are just like, what's happening, God? This is so cool. Nothing right now. That's all right. I'm ready. We're going to see a lot of things that God's going to be doing. But let's make it a new service, a new song, a new project, a new encouragement, a new hug, a new greeting. And once you do, I want you to know that the hand of God will give us a year of favor. It'll be contagious. And God will delight to work in our midst, because blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together as we conclude. If you've never received Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, oh, please do so today. The Bible says, behold, today is a day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not the next day, because for many of you that God brought here today, you might not know the Lord. It will not have been a family member or a friend that invited you. It will have been the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit invites you to something like this, you're never closer to God than you are right now. That's why he says, behold, today is a day of salvation. Some of you may be saved, but the Lord is speaking to you about the affability of your heart. You haven't been very affable, or you haven't been coachable. You haven't been amazable. You've lost some appetite. Familiarity has become a culprit. And God is saying, now is the time to restore that hunger. Be hungerable. Because that's the very thing that those things are the things that the people had lost. Pharisees had lost. And when the Messiah came, they couldn't even recognize him, even though he was about to do something amazing. They didn't even see it. We want to be a people that see that. You're never closer to God than you are right now. So if you're here and you've never received Jesus, you can do that today just with a raise of hand. And you're just saying to God, Lord, that's me. Would you work in my heart? I want to pray for you, so if you would bow your heads with me. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus, you'd say, today's a day. I don't understand everything there is to understand, but I want to receive Christ. If that's you right now, would you raise a hand? And in doing so, you're saying, yes, I'm receiving. Yep, okay, God sees that. Yep, good, yep. Lord sees those. Yep. Even when one receives Christ, the Bible says all of heaven goes into party mode. How many of you are here and you say, Wayne, I've received Christ, but boy, those are some of the things that I need to restore. Lord, would you help me? If that's you, would you raise your hand? In doing so, you're saying, yeah, let's do it. Let's let this be a year of favor in Jesus' name. Would you pray this prayer after me? And especially those of you that have said yes to Jesus, but let's all pray this together. Would you pray this? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came and you died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me and make me the person you want me to be. I turn from my sins and I turn to you, and I receive you as Lord and Savior. So now I say this so everyone hears, so you can hear me, and so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. How we love you. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, and we all say, would you welcome these who said yes to Jesus?
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled God's Favor Through Hunger by Dr. Wayne Crudero. Thank you for listening. Until next time, remember what Pastor Wayne said.
And then the last is another word that I made up, hungerable. Hungerable. You're able to initiate a new and fresh hunger in order to grow. Hungerable. Because each of us are going to lose appetite after a while. Things aren't as fresh, as effervescent as it used to be. Because sometimes we just want everything new. Something new. But if you're hungerable, you re-incite hunger. And I have an appetite for the things of God.
Now, for Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.
forsake.